Hello, ladies and gentlemen. There's a general election coming up in the United Kingdom in goodness, under a month now. So what would I say if I were a political party and I could set all the policies? So I'll come up with them now, and no, they're not costed. And these I would want to do, not things which I know are electorally viable. Obviously have to trim a bit in order to win sufficient votes. Need to win like 40% would often do it. 35%, if you're Tony Blair in 2005, was enough to win a majority in the House of Commons. Now, my policies will principally be about South Britain, because of course Northern Ireland, Wales, and Scotland, they're being slightly different. South Britain is the bit where I live, because of devolution. England and the others, they all do their own thing. Anyway, so here we go. I suppose number one priority would be a comprehensive Right to Life Act, which would guarantee a child's right to life from conception, to keep them safe, to make the womb a safe space for children, to keep women safe as well in pregnancy like that, and stop abortionist propaganda and misinformation, to criminalize the murder of a child in the uterus as much as outside the uterus, and indeed make it a crime which attracts imprisonment for life without possibility of parole. Unless there'll be exemptions for when there's a risk to the life of a mother, even a 1% risk to her life, but perhaps other extraordinary circumstances as well, and extraterritoriality to prosecute those who commit this crime overseas, and so on, and naming and shaming of those who've committed this crime in the past. And you might say, well, non-retroactivity is a core principle of any legal system. Could have confiscation of all assets from those who've committed this crime in the past, and that would amply fund healthcare, education, and so on. But other things, we have a billionaire tax, a millionaire tax. I don't know what the rate would be. Wealth tax in general, close all the tax loopholes, have some sort of commission to look into that. And I don't care what you call the money, you put it in your spouse's name, your child's name, offshore bank account, anything like that, shares or other instruments, other trusts to hold property. We're going to tax it. Okay, we don't hate the super rich, but they're just going to have to pay more because the middle class and the working class cannot afford to pay higher taxes. So double the armed forces approximately. I wouldn't have national service. I might conscript those on benefits if they're physically fit. Seek to radically reduce immigration. Now, 100,000 a year that Cameron lied and said he was going to do, which is completely impossible. The time is probably too low, maybe 200,000 a year. I'm not that fixed for that actual number. Obviously, we need immigration. Immigration could be a marvelous thing, but we don't have to canonize all immigrants. And they're certainly not all evil, but it'd be insane not to want any immigration. Every country always has, always shall have immigration. It's a sort of ultimate proof of success that people want to come in. Make British citizenship something you can attain after only 10 years residence, and £10,000 to obtain, and so on, as to show that it is valuable. The Windrush people, those who are who've been here since like before 1970, many came as babes in arms. I give them citizenship for free straight away, and so on. So what else would I do? Seek to end devolution. I think they need to be by consent as a political reality. Have cordial relations with the European Union, not join the European single market. What else? Obviously, fund Ukraine, arm Ukraine, so Ukraine can be free and keep the rest of Western Europe free as well. So severe sanctions on Russia and Belarus, and no food, no oil and gas, no nothing from them really. Cut off virtually all sales either way, and Russian students and tourists could still come, make the price 10 times higher. I wouldn't be averse to closing the embassy. It's just a nest of vipers, just spies. Don't see we lose that much by closing it in Russia. Obviously, it's almost impossible to spy in such a surveillance state, such a police state. What else would I do? So I would decriminalize all drugs. Now they're very harmful for people, but well, they know that, won't take them fine. Legalize tobacco advertising again, reduce the smoking age to 16. It's very bad for people. Smoking kills people. Everybody knows that. You want to smoke? Fine. We're living longer and longer ages. It's a choice. Every single puff of a cigarette is a choice. It's easier to give up. There are more methods to give up than ever before. So that's why we should relax the restrictions, not tighten them. And it keeps people are voluntarily paying more and more money into the treasury. They don't necessarily want to live to 120. I'm pro-life. I'm not pro-immortality. I'm pro you doing what you want in your life. Pro-choice in a real sense for these babies in the womb. give them choices. We know the one choice they would not choose is murder. And they can grow up and make their own choices. Reproductive rights, absolutely. You have the right to reproduce or not. And then your baby has the right to reproduce as well. But he or she can only do that when it is he or she is born and grows up. So what else? A Free Speech Act, making that almost absolute unless it's actual incitement to hatred or violence. And so, you know, you can't use hatred so broadly to say, oh, I disagree with you, I'm upset. So maybe more resilient. Reduce the school leaving age to 14 for some. They're allowed up to 20 hours a week. Others would leave at 16, a few at 18. Very few university, and about 10% of people going to university. But that's completely funded, all the fees paid, a small grant to live off, things like that. So people bring in foreign spouses. I think that's cruel to say you have to have a certain income. Any income, you can do so. If you get married at 18, you can bring in a foreign spouse. I didn't see what was wrong with people getting married at 16, so long as they had parental consent. So I would continue that as well. What else would I do? Yeah. I'm not sure. Well, obviously, maintain the monarchy. No difference there then. Yeah, just deregulation. Abolish almost all the laws passed since 1997. So only have laws that are worth vigorously enforcing. So the police to deal with actual crime, not hurt feelings, not Facebook posts, and no more wokery, no more racism courses, no more trans courses or whatever. The police is to get on with doing what they're supposed to be doing. And that for the public sector in general. Recruit more doctors and nurses, including Cuban medical missionaries. I might write off doctors' debt for doctors and nurses. Maybe say, whilst you're in this job, you don't have to pay it off. We'll pay that amount for you each year to try and keep them here. I mean, how are you going to get people in the armed forces to stay on? Might have to pay them an extra month's salary if they sign another five-year contract each time. Maybe raise the retirement age. Being physically unfit is less important than it used to be. Allowing maybe non-Commonwealth citizens to volunteer. Years ago, I read that dual British American citizens were not even allowed in the armed forces of the United Kingdom. And just accept more people. Only one in six people accepted the army. A new chap was called Finnish. He was Finnish, sorry, served in the Finnish Army National Service, applied to the RAF, and it took him a year to say no. I mean, that's ridiculous. He eventually got into the British Army. So it had to be much more efficient like that. Fewer civil servants, less form filling. What else would I do? I mean, pay judges less. There's no recruitment difficulty there. Teachers, if you couldn't afford to pay them more, so we would say we'll just give you an extra week's holiday, at least one more week in the summer, beginning earlier in July, maybe more into September, or maybe more at Christmas. So that's something to make life a little bit easier for them. More powers to expel disruptive pupils and fewer benefits. You'll work or starve. That's it. Benefits is no longer a career. Only those who are severely disabled, really cannot work, really sick, get benefits. Otherwise, it's your problem. No more alternative provision, no more one-on-one tutoring. You can't adapt the world to you. You've got to adapt to the world. You've got to cope. I'm building resilience by tough love. If you feel sorry for these people, you can donate. No more foreign aid. Okay, that's it. Ukraine is the foreign aid budget. The government is not a charity. Charities are not governments. So that's what I would do in some way. It's a hard right, libertarianism, more casinos, completely legalized prostitution and brothels and things like that it'll keep women safe, and that's it. It'll get off the streets, because some people object to prostitution. I don't, but you know, probably don't want to see it on the street. Want to go and hire the service? Well, then go right ahead. So really that's roughly my vision. Economically, to the left of Keir Starmer, try and push ahead with green energy. Tax dirty energy more, tax petrol cars and so on, reduce tax on electric cars, ideally make them free of charge, bring in self-driving trains so we're not paralyzed by strikes, possibly a law against striking in public transport, and then a disruption of transport act, severe penalties for those who disrupt trains, buses, planes, harbors, roads, railways, anything of that nature. So some law to indemnify the police who use force unless it's grossly disproportionate. Likewise, teachers, if they have to restrain pupils and things like that. Stronger presumption of innocence, fair trials for men when they're accused of crimes against women and stuff like that. Right. So that's where I stand. Liberty and justice. Right. So anyway, thank you very much on my channel. Please donate on Patreon. Well, subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal. George Callahan 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.